All right, here we go. Hours number 2 and 3 on tap for you next with David Oates from Australia. We're going to do some reverse speech analyses of the recent Tucker interview with Larry Sinclair, of Obama's own statements reversed for him, and other points of interest along this trail of homosexuality in the highest office of the land, and more. David, are you there? Can you hear me all right?
I am certainly here, yes, and I hear you just fine.
Good.
Thank you.
So you've been on the hunt for good reversals about this, and you've found some new ones, as I mentioned, with the Tucker interview and so forth, but you had some old ones as well. We're going to hear those mixed in with the presentation tonight. That goes back, has to go back quite a ways.
Now you talk about the Obama reversals.
The Obama reversals. Oh,
yeah. That goes back to 2010. Well, he was in office from what, 2008 to 2016. Oh no! Well, these reversals really scattered throughout his career. It was actually quite by chance I found them. I'm writing another book, which you were very gracious to read a chapter of. I was really excited that you actually read a chapter of one of my books. Thank you.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm writing another
Somebody
book.
Somebody had to catch all those typos.
Yeah, that's, I wanted it for the first draft. Yeah.
I'm kidding. No, I only found one typo. It's written very well. David has a really wonderful way of writing. It's like sitting down and just having him talk to you. It's nice. Go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, so I'm talking, and it's chapter 4 of my latest book, which is The Great Spiritual Darkness, Part 2. I wrote a book on The Great Spiritual Darkness 2 years ago, but that was on fundamentalists. This book is on politics and the world, okay? So I'm writing a chapter on America. So I'm going back through old presidents' reversals to see if I can find a trend. And I'm going, because I've got hundreds of thousands, if not thousands of reversals on each president. And you know, I was just talking to my mentor students just this week. I don't know what I've got in my archives. I just don't know. And because I find them and I file them and then I forget about them. And I move on to the next, you know. So anyway, I go through these Obama reversals and I start finding all these really quite graphic reversals about homosexuality, and I didn't even know I had these, and I'm quite stunned at what I'm finding, and I found these before you emailed me about Sinclair, and then I got the email from you about Sinclair, and I go, well, okay, look at all that. Like, for example, let me just play one of them. We'll slowly lead into this. What's the one?
Before we do any reversals on Larry, if it's okay, I'd like to say, we need to set the stage on Larry Sinclair a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's okay. When I first saw the release that Tucker had interviewed Larry Sinclair about Obama, and that was going to air at some point in the near future, I kind of paused and looked. I said, well, that's great. And then I read a little bit more, and it said, Tucker claims that nobody covered the story. Nobody covered the story because they were afraid to cover the story when it first broke. Well, that's a lie. And I said, he did state an untruth. He lied. Why? I don't know. Maybe his producers told him to. I don't know. But that anybody in this business, and he certainly talked to Larry, and he would have known full well that Larry was exposed for all to hear and consider on this program. The first time I had Larry Sinclair on this program was January the 23rd of 2008.
That's what I thought.
And I have had Larry as a guest on the program at least 42 times.
Yes.
So we covered this story at great length. And I mean, we went into everything. We went into Obama. We went into his church in Chicago with Reverend Jeremiah Wright and the strange deaths, murders of 3 black homosexuals who were members of the church, one of which was the choir director. We're going to get into that, too. We talked about it all. we drag this thing out and expose it to the world. And the response was huge. It was big. Now, Larry had a book. Was it Sex, Lies, and Murder? I think that Cocaine, Lies, and Murder. I think that's what it is. I get it confused. Anyway, his book is out there. And the first time I read about Larry Sinclair, I just had a feeling that this was a true story. Now, laugh if you want, but I do have some reasonable instincts from time to time. And I got in touch with Larry. And after speaking with him for a half hour, an hour, it was a long talk, I knew this man was telling his truth. Whether or not it happened in reality, I don't know, but he believed it. And I didn't have the ability to reverse him then to find out. But Larry and I got along great. He's a very personable, witty fellow. He's funny. He's a nice guy. And we became very good friends over a long period. I never met him, but we talked a lot off the air, on the air. And he came on the program, and it was just one, two, three, four, point after point after point. You can't, I'm saying to myself, you can't make this stuff up. And he didn't. He was telling the truth, which we'll find out with David's reversals in a few minutes. Now, what did it get me to have had Larry on the program? Well, I did have the pleasure, and I mean that, of writing the foreword to his book. It wasn't published yet, and I wrote the foreword to it, and I haven't read it since I wrote it, but it was a nice piece. It deserved credit because Larry was sticking his neck out. He had nothing to gain. He was just telling the truth. And the reason he came forward with his truth was that Obama lied. I forgot what he lied about, but he lied. All politicians lie, but it didn't sit well with Larry. So he said, I decided to bring this forward because Obama's not telling the truth. So he did. So the reward for all of this was, and if you think journalism is easy, it's not, was one day somebody drove up to my residence, and I didn't recognize him, and he got out of the car, and he came up to me, and he says, is Jeff here? And I said, yeah, I'm Jeff. And he said, here, and he handed me this envelope. It was a service. I had just been sued for $30 million along with Larry. Larry and I were sued for $30 million in U.S. federal court. And it was to be held in Washington, D.C., the trial and all that. It was a big deal. And that is not a... It ruined my whole day, all right? It was bad. So anyway, I continued having Larry on, and I stood by him all the way. And this went on for, you know, a couple of years. Eventually, the lawsuit, which went before Judge Leon in the District of Columbia, was tossed on real good grounds. This is a good judge. This is back in the day when we still had good judges. I'm sure there are still some out there, but for God's sakes, many of them are out and out Obama communists now. You know that. So the suit was thrown out after I had spent, I don't have any idea how many hours, hundreds, a couple hundred, I don't know, with the attorneys. We had the same attorneys, and it was a real rodeo. And then the strain of having been sued like this and defamed with the lawsuit, because it was a very defamatory suit. It wasn't real. It wasn't true. Larry got depressed, as anybody, I think, would. Any reasonable. It was very difficult. That's a lot of $30 million, a big deal. He tried to commit suicide. He actually took a hell of a lot of pills and said, I'm out of here. And he was in a motel in Virginia when he did it. And he decided, apparently, at the last minute, to call me and thank me for all the support. And I mean, I was honored to do it because the man is standing on his truth. And that's what journalism is supposed to be. I was actually on the radio when Larry called. And so I put things on hold and talked to him. And as soon as he hung up, I got on the phone and made arrangements to have the local police ping his cell phone. He didn't tell me which motel he was in. Ping his cell phone and geographically located and narrowed down the motels until they found the one he was in. And the paramedics got there just in time. Just in time. He was on the way out. So it's quite a story. And to see, and it went on for, like I say, several years, all in all. And to see Tucker say that no one covered it was disingenuous and really wrong. And I don't want any credit from Tucker Carlson, but I would like the truth. And this story was out all over the place in great depth and great detail. So, you know, whatever. I'm glad Larry got another run at it. I'm glad his story got revealed to those who care. And we should all care if we still care about this country. And the fact that Obama is gay should come as no surprise to anyone. I had Mia Pope on the program, and she went to junior high school with Obama, who was already showing very strange tendencies, even at that age, 14, 13, whatever. And then he went on into high school to that private school. I think it was Punahou. I think he went there. Anyway, so we've got a two-term gay president who actually is in his third term now. He's running the O'Biden administration, as I call it. And we're now hearing rumors that Big Mike Obama, Michelle, is going to run for president. So that would be how many Obama terms? Well, we've got 2.5 now. And if she were to run, that, you know, 2 more, we might end up with 4.5 terms of Obama. It's communism. His father was Frank Marshall Davis, an avowed hardcore Bolshevik communist who lived in Oahu. On Oahu, in Honolulu. And that story was put together and revealed in Joel Gilbert's brilliant documentary, Dreams from My Real Father, which I believe you can watch online, and it's well worth watching. It's the best political documentary of its type I've ever seen. And he revealed the whole Frank Marshall Davis and Barry Satoru relationship and how he mentored young Barry and got him thoroughly indoctrinated into communism, and that's where it came from. And then he went off to Chicago, and the rest so far is, as they say, history. So there's your little Larry Sinclair vignette for you, so you all understand a little bit more about Larry and Tucker and the whole thing. It's quite a story. Go ahead, David.
Wow. It is quite a story. Yes. Well, you may remember, I actually did reversals on Larry's first interview with you in 2008. Don't know whether you recall that.
I vaguely have a recollection. I'm looking forward to hearing some of this. I didn't remember it until you said it. But January 23rd, 2008, the beginning of 2008, that's when Larry was first on the program.
Now, look, I'm going to start off with this with one reversal on Obama, and then we'll move. I don't know who to play first, Obama, Larry Sinclair. Oh, look, let's do this one reverse on Obama, and then we'll look at Larry Sinclair's first interview with you, okay, back in 2008. So I'm going through all these reversals on Obama, and I noticed this incredible trend of basically – well, some of them are so graphic. If there's anyone under 18 listening, or you better go and watch something else.
Well, you put a disclaimer out there. So for all of you out there, there's very little. When they're teaching pedophilia lifestyles to 4 and 5 year old kids now, there are no off limits subjects anymore.
Go ahead. Don't even get into that topic.
Oh, I know. Listen, it enrages me. I don't even have words.
Nor do I. Enrage is a good word. Here's Obama forwards.
Just say no on something that everybody agrees needs to be done.
It seems that you're gay.
This seems zero gay. This seems zero gay.
What can I say? All I do is find these things.
Indeed it does. It does seem that you're gay. That's funny. That's funny.
Yeah, so I'll set the trend. Okay, so let's look at some of Larry Sinclair's first reversals with you back in 2008. I've done the first two interviews. Okay, so here's the first one.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Hang on, let me get Jeff's notes up here. My Jeff. Okay, all right. So here is the very first reversal. I'm Larry Sinclair, ever in your show.
Acknowledged that he was in the legal field and worked in public service, which is fine for me because, you know, when I'm out and about, I have friends in Texas.
Okay, so he's talking about when he first met him, and he said he was in the legal field, you know.
Right.
Backwards it says, honey, sucking him with mouth. Now, Jeff actually says it's an extra syllable between the word honey and sucking. So, anyway, but I got down as honey, sucking him with mouth.
Honey, sucking him with mouth. Honey, sucking him with mouth.
I can hear that extra syllable there. I think it's just a glitch. So
there's a little bit muddy in the middle there. I'm not sure about that, but I got the mouth at the end and I got the first part. Yeah, I can hear that.
It's basically refers to oral sex, basically, you know, and which is what Larry Sinclair claimed happened. Okay.
Now that's in 2008. Right in the early part of the year, January, and this program had been on the air back then, 14 years already.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Back then.
Yes, long time. And so if there's any doubt over what sucking him with mouth means, maybe this next reversal will dispel that doubt.
Senator Obama starts to become excited. he starts... running his fingers through my hair. I'm doing another line. And while I'm doing another line, his pants are unzipped by him, not by me.
Backwards, seen his thing, you know.
Doing his thing in a...
Doing his thing in a... Doing his thing in a...
Yeah, it's all there.
Obviously, what thing means. I'd like to point out it's a congruent reversal. Okay? He's saying the same thing backwards as he's saying forwards. Yes, his reversal gives a little bit of extra information. He unzips his pants, and what happened when he unzips his pants? He's seen his thing, you know. So, totally congruent. Well, what he's saying forwards is.
Correct. Yeah.
What is. Backwards.
That's a classic reverse speech congruency. Exactly right.
That's right. Absolutely correct. Yeah, so it's the first thing I look for is in the telling the truth is their congruity. If there's not congruity, then you start asking questions, okay? And then we can get into it, if it's the delusion or a straight-out lie, but that's the topic for another show. Okay, so here we go.
Is Senator Obama alone at the time?
Yes, he was.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, we went in, we had drinks. You know, it was a casual conversation.
I know you want it.
I know we want it.
Speaks for itself. They're having a casual conversation, and that's obviously what he's thinking at the time about the casual conversation. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then we have this one.
I have not been paid, nor have I asked anyone to pay for anything other than I was asked if I would provide a photograph of what I looked like at that time on that trip in Chicago, and if I would provide a photograph or allow a photograph to be taken of my appearance now, and I told them that I would, but the photographs would have to be paid for.
And he simply says, offered the bill. Speaks for itself. Photograph has to be paid for.
Yeah.
Offered the bill. Okay, so once again, it's another straightforward, congruent reversal. No hidden agenda or anything like that. Okay, so Jeff's thought sister versatile. Oh, I see. All right. Okay, let's just play it.
I had sent emails to all of the major newspapers on the East and West Coast. I had sent the same emails to CNN, Fox News. Nobody wanted to touch it.
Slime, they mess with this.
Slime, you mess with this.
This software's jumping for some reason. Don't know what it's doing.
Yeah, I can tell. It jumped on the very first one, too, I think. Two phrases there. That's because of the subject matter of the program, David.
Let me see if I can open it up another way. Just hang on a second.
Reversal, for all of you listening, there are two parts to it. The first one is a single word, slime, period. And then the second part is we'll call it two sentences, just for fun.
All right, so let's see if we can play. I'm opening it up in another program. A slime, they mess with this.
Slimy-miousness.
That's better.
Now, he's talking about the media that he contacted. He's referring to his subconscious is very disappointed with him. I remember that very clearly. He pitched it to everybody. But the word and the rule came down from the top, you don't touch this story. And so he was very disappointed, and he referred to them as slime. And that's what the mainstream media is to this very day. Slime.
Yep.
All right. Let's go right through it, David. I don't want to stop here. This is too interesting.
Oh, okay. All right. The next one's a bit of a graphic one. Here we go. Not graphic, but...
I see.
If you're willing to lie to get into the office, what are you willing to do once you are there?
That's an interesting point.
Ooh, the fart in the snake.
The fart in the snake.
Yeah. All right, what is he saying, David? Give it to me slow.
The fart, F-A-R-T, in the snake. He's basically saying Obama's a snake, and he's speaking a whole lot of rubbish.
Well, I told you he only released this story because Obama lied, and he didn't think somebody like that should be serving the nation in any capacity in national office. State office as a senator. Yeah. So play that again for me.
Reversal is basically what he thinks about Obama. He's a snake and he's full of blank.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
So play it again, please.
Okay. The fart, F-A-R-T, in the snake.
The fart in the snake.
A little bit unclear, but it is.
Can you try on so far in the snake?
So far.
I don't hear a T. I don't hear a T on F-A-R. I hear so far.
Okay.
The fart in the snake.
Yeah, I can sort of go with that. Yeah, I do
agree. I don't hear a T.
Anyway, doesn't matter. Yeah, there we go. But basically, he's calling a bar a snake. This is an interesting reversal. This is on Sinclair again.
Sure, Larry.
Listen, I need to respond to something because the gay sex and a lot of other people have sent nasty messages. I never had any intentions of coming forward with any sexual allegations.
The love, but I want it.
The love that I want it.
He wants love. He wants acceptance. You know, he wants. He didn't come forward, but now that he has, he wants people to accept him. You know, and of course, it's not happening. So he's getting frustrated. I wonder what's happened as a result of his appearance on Tucker. Do you know whether there was any backlash from that or anything?
Very little. I think the decision was just to let it go. Let it leave sleeping dogs lie. Just let it fade away quickly. I haven't seen much of anything. A couple of days it got talked about, but not a whole lot. Much less than you'd think.
Right. What sort of reach does Tucker have now? He's got his own YouTube channel, or is he in a
network?
On
Twitter. He's on X on Twitter.
Oh, okay. All right. Anyway, okay. All right. So here's Sinclair again.
What's the big deal? Why should I bring grief upon myself and stress and just to hell with it?
Well, and that's a good question. The point I've been trying to make the whole time is this. Obama is a great speaker.
Man that buys dope. I'm not hearing that. I'm hearing the man buys dope. Which is exactly
Let me submit this.
Sure.
That man applies to hope.
Are you hearing him? Yeah. No, I'm hearing a clear D, Jeff, on dope.
Do you hear hope? Do you hear hope at the end with an H?
Look, I can often hear what you're hearing, but in this case, I can't. Let me just play it again.
All right, that last word is over here on the other side of the world. It's an H. It's hope. I don't hear a D. That man applies to hope. They sold him on hope. Remember.
Yeah, okay. Hope. All right. I'm not sure.
That's what it sounds like over here. But there's a lot of jumps in the internet, and anyway, but yeah. In either case, it's very interesting.
Yeah.
To me.
All right. Well, look. That's what we got from the first interview. Okay, with you. Now the second interview is this one here. So here's the forwards. Okay, so the first interview confirms by his reversal that a sexual encounter did occur and Sinclair's telling the truth. Okay, he's seen his thing, you know. Sucked his mouth with his mouth or whatever it was that reversal was. I don't know what it was now. Okay, so here's his second interview with you.
Suggesting that I agree to a flat fee as opposed to the $10,000 to take it and then $90,000 if I pass it.
Yeah, you were looking at an alleged $100,000 payoff. So.
This is right. If he took a polygraph test, they were going to pay him. That's what he was told. Yeah. And he wasn't paid. That's what happened. And then they fake it, is what he says. Which is exactly what he's saying forward. They fake this whole thing. They're going to pay me $100,000 to take a polygraph test.
And then they fake the results. They twisted them.
Yeah, I know. I remember that whole thing. Yeah. Wow. I do remember this now. Huh.
Yeah.
The only dealings I expect with Mr. Parisi is to honor his commitment on his check. And if he does not do that, and that check is returned to my bank in Duluth unpaid, then the next dealings I will have with Mr. Parisi is swearing out a warrant for his arrest.
But soon they'll get scared.
But soon they'll get scared.
But soon they'll get scared.
Yeah, once again.
But soon they'll get scared.
Once again, it's another congruent reversal, just giving extra information.
What do you have for the reversal, David?
But soon they'll get scared. Okay.
Can you play it again? I think I hear something else, maybe. Let's see.
Okay.
But soon they'll get scared.
But soon they'll get scared. But soon they'll get scared.
No, you got it right. I'm with you. I can hear the end now. I got it.
Okay. All right. Then we've got this one.
I had been challenging him on Sunday because he called me on Sunday and said that he had received the reports from Dr. Gill.
I don't know what this is about. Release you, they hid this.
Release you, they hid this.
Release you, they hid this.
I don't know what.
Release you, they hid this.
I don't know what this is about forward, so I can't comment on the reversal.
No, I'm drawing a blank too many years ago.
I can't comment on the reversal at all because no idea what the topic is. Sorry. Okay. And then the last one I got from the second interview, I think there was a few more, but I picked out the best ones for the show tonight. We can go back and look at the others if we've got time. So let's just play this.
They wanted to know who in the media I'd spoken with, what media outlets, what reporters. I mean, you know, it was just a fishing expedition.
Oh, right. They wanted to know, and backwards wanted to know.
Clandestino.
Wonder if that's on the reverse of wanted to know forwards.
Wanted to know.
It is too. He says forwards wanted to know.
Wanted to know.
And backwards.
Clandestino.
That's the same forwards and backwards. What we call a
That's a rarity. What do you call it?
A mirror image reversal. Yes.
Mirror image reversal. Right.
Where the forwards and the reverse is exactly the same. So,
right. David,
amazing.
If you can get a little closer, maybe closer. I don't know. You're a
turn
tiny,
up my
tiny.
How's
you're
that?
Good.
Is that better? Is that
yes.
Better?
Thank you. Thank you.
No. Yeah, okay. Oh, gee, it sounds so loud on my headphones. Let me turn my headphones down. That didn't turn me down, did it?
No, okay. You're fine.
Okay, all right, good. So look, basically, from his first appearances on your show, all congruent. Let me just play, I think probably the most significant one is this one here. Well, the most graphic one is the forwards and backwards.
Senator Obama starts to become excited. he starts running his fingers through my hair. I'm doing another line. And while I'm doing another line, his pants are unzipped by him, not by me.
And seeing his thing, you know.
Doing his thing, you know.
Doing his thing, you know.
I mean, you know, I don't have to tell you what that is all about.
No, it's very clear, and it's true. I remember these reversals now, and it validated everything I thought about Larry, that he was telling a true story. And there it is.
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
Well done. Thanks for reverse speech again. Wow.
Yeah. All right, so let's look into the mind of Barack Obama, shall we, before we even look at Tucker Carlson. Okay,
see, now here's so, just let me say one other quick thing. This
sure.
is why it bothered me, why we're doing this, because Tucker didn't tell the truth. This story was big. That's national radio, coast to coast, worldwide. Everybody knew about it, and it was well covered. Nobody else covered it that I remember, maybe a couple other minor programs, but we really laid the whole thing out in great detail. So, anyway.
Yes, indeed. Okay, well, prepare to be shocked. Fasten your seatbelts. I'm just going to play these just straight down my list here, so they aren't necessarily in any order. I can't tell you at what stage of his eight-year career in this president I found each particular reversal, okay?
Right.
But these are all the reversals I found on Obama. I just found them. When did I email you about this? When did I write this chapter? Only a couple of days ago. Yeah, I only found these a couple of days ago.
I think it was two days ago that I read it. That was it.
I know. I was shocked when I put all these together. Okay, so here's the first one on my list.
If it works, then... you think, boy, I had good instincts. If it doesn't, then you're going to be running back in your mind all the things that told you maybe you shouldn't have done it.
You know we're buggering them.
You're not re-buggering them.
Don't have to tell you what buggering them means, do I?
You know, we. It sounds like he says we buggering them. Not weird.
Yeah, where? I got we. Where? As in W. Maybe it's we are. Hang on.
You're not re-buggering them.
Oh, we buggering them.
Yeah, it's just, it's a kind of a colloquialism. You know, we buggering them.
Yep. So I don't need to tell you what buggering them means. And
no, you don't.
A reversal like that by itself may not mean anything. But let's just continue down the list, shall we? So here's the next one. Oh, I've got a date on this one. This is 0709. So this is July 09.
They're already providing health insurance for their employees. And if they're not providing health insurance for their employees, the problem is small businesses typically have a much tougher time getting health insurance.
better search to find your lover.
Further search to find it, Albert.
Further search to find it, Albert. Further search to find it, Albert.
So what's a married man doing searching to find a lover, eh?
Well, he's married to a guy, first of all. secondly, if you've ever seen the pictures of Obama with former NBA basketball player Reggie Love, you'll understand. That relationship probably between he and Big Mike is an open relationship. That would be my guess. The general homosexual lifestyle, as I understand it, is wide open. It's very common. There aren't too many. There are some, from what I understand, monogamous relationships. But most of them are just whatever. They're spontaneous, and they do whatever they want to do. So it's funny how he's talking about healthcare, i.e. Obamacare. It sounds like he was justifying Obamacare, and yet his subconscious was off in another world.
That's right. You got it. Yeah. All right, now we're going to play a reversal, a word in reverse that I rarely hear, but Obama, I've got it four times. So here we go.
The main message that I've said, not only publicly, but also privately to the Chinese, is that with their rise comes increased responsibilities.
They forgot the Sodom. Okay, so it comes from Sodom and Gomorrah, the towns in the Bible that God allegedly destroyed due to their great sins, rampant sexual behavior. I don't know how to say this without getting into trouble. God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. And I think Sodom is taken from that town. It's also short, of course, for sodomy. We saw Obama talking earlier about buggering. Okay, right.
Hold on. Before you leave, yes. Sodom, for non-biblical people who aren't particularly aware of that, is rather infamous because the sexual and moral depravity of those people was supposedly the worst on the planet. And that's why the whole town was expunged from Earth. It was gone, just wiped out. Yeah. So it's an interesting word to pop up. I've never heard you mention it before. Never.
No, I've never heard it in reverse before. And here it is again. This is the next one on the list.
Building on our historic trade agreement with South Korea, we're working with Australia and our other APEC partners to create a seamless regional economy.
Sodom, we go away, you fuss.
Sodom, we go away, you fuss. Sodom, we go away, you fuss. Sodom, we go away, you fuss.
Oh, you'll fuss. I know what the mess will mean, but there you got Sodom again. Second time.
You'll go away. It sounds like he's saying the last word sounds like fussin, F-U-S-S-I-N, fussin. That's what I hear.
Sodom go away.
Sodom is right there again. That's two times.
So, I will suggest it's what we call in reverse speech circle a personal metaphor. By that I mean there are universal metaphors that we all run, like wolf, goddess, Lancelot, Rome. They all create behavior and personality. I'm writing a book on all this now, reverse speech metaphors and how they create us. And as well as universal metaphors, we also have personal metaphors that are unique to us, that describe a unique personality aspect of us. And Sodom, I would suggest, is a personal metaphor for sexual depravity, as the towns Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed for in the first place.
Yeah, makes sense.
All right. Next reversal down the list. Here we go.
But whatever reforms we initiate on that front, and we're very serious about working on a bipartisan basis to reduce those deficits.
See a roommate.
See a roommate. See a roommate. See a roommate.
roommate. I don't know. Don't know what that means. But I thought it was an interesting reversal. It doesn't mean anything to do with the forwards. He's seeing a roommate? Well, maybe this reversal will tell us.
We're not really worrying about conspiracy theories or birth certificates. And so...
These rapes that hurt. These rapes that hurt. Rapes, buggery, Sodom, finding a lover, roommate.
Seems to be never far away from his conscious forward speech, does it?
Just the sheer overweight of the numbers. I'm not even a third away through the list yet.
We're helping to speed our recovery by harnessing the talent and the drive and the innovative spirit of the American people.
Me that rapes.
Me that rapes. Me that rapes. Me that rapes.
There we go to rapes again. Rapes that hurt. Me that rapes. Let me just say something here. Look, I don't care whether Obama's gay. That doesn't worry me. But if I found these reversals on a heterosexual guy, I would say the same. I would be just as horrified. Rapes, finding your lover, you're married. What are you talking about, a roommate? And then we've got this one here.
We've done that. We've helped to support not just firefighters, but also police officers, teachers, other vital services.
I sealed the Sodom.
I sealed the Sodom.
There it is again.
I sealed the Sodom.
The third time.
I sealed the Sodom.
Okay, so I'm finding all these Sodom reversals. I go, what on earth is going on?
I heard, I sealed for Sodom. See if you hear four in there. I sealed for Sodom.
I sealed for Sodom.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right, Jeff. Absolutely, I hear that as clear as day.
I sealed for Sodom.
Yeah.
I sealed for Sodom.
So that's quite a statement when you think about it.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. This guy is thinking about this stuff all the time. It's ever present on his mind for it to appear the sheer number of times I've got. But, look, I won't do it this show, but next week I'll play some reversals I found on Bottom, pulling them all together. Oh, my God, you think these are bad? Wow.
That guy is sick, evil sick.
Yeah, you want to hear what I got on Bottom next week, next week's show. Okay, so here we have a next one on Obama.
And soon those silent and darkened corridors, they were bright, and they were filled with the sounds of young men and women, including Jay, who were going back to class.
The boyfriend.
The boyfriend.
The boyfriend. The boyfriend.
I mean, what do I say? I don't even need to say anything, do I?
He's upset. Obviously obsessed. With his sexuality. Yeah.
Obviously obsessed. Yeah. Okay, next one. Now, these, are, like I say, aren't in order of time. They're just the way I found them, okay? They're just next one on my list.
It was a natural disaster, but also a man-made catastrophe.
Your Sodom.
There it is again. Fourth time.
That's pretty remarkable, David. And that's, in fact, that's very remarkable. They're very clearly pronounced. It's not, kind of sounds like. No, that is Sodom. There's no question about it.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, absolutely is. I'm convinced it's a personal metaphor that he's running. Depraved sexuality. Mm-hmm. And he just happens to be into boys or males. There we go. We'll make it males. Okay.
And I'm confident that with my partner and friend David Cameron, the special relationship between our countries will only grow stronger in the years to come. Mr. Prime Minister.
We make the bed.
We make the bed. We make the bed. Make the bed.
I don't know. I don't hope him and David Cameron weren't up to anything. I certainly hope not.
You know, I have a sad hunch that Biden, Obama, and those two at least, that things are far more sexually depraved in places and circumstances and situations than most people would ever even guess. I just think it's lifestyle, and I think there's also a mockery that comes to play when you think about the highest office in the land, the most powerful person on the planet. I think that they play games all the time with us. I think they,
you wait
till they
next
just...
week's show. You wait
what?
Till next week's show. I said, you wait till next week's show. You want to know what Biden's up to? I found it.
You get what I'm after. That's exactly right. That's what I'm talking about. I look forward to that.
I found them. They're all there. I haven't done this. I was getting all my reversals together for my latest book, you know. And look, mm-hmm. I was telling my students this week, I have got 40 years of stuff in my files. I don't know what I've got. I mean, mm-hmm. I really don't mm-hmm. know. I could spend the next 20 or 30 years just cataloging what I've found so far in the last 40 years. And
and we should also say, David, that it's not that Obama is gay or not gay or quadrisexual or whatever he is. It's the idea that he's being dishonest about it. Okay.
Right.
It's also a national security risk. That's known. That's ancient history. So when you have someone who's living a dual lifestyle, it's like being a dual citizen. Who and where is his real allegiance?
Yeah. Oh, I agree. Yeah. And if he's behind the scenes pulling the strings now, well, no, if the fact that he is, and that's very concerning. Hey.
Yeah.
Okay, listen to this one. Okay, talk about Sodom. Well, this doesn't say Sodom, but certainly depraved sexuality.
Especially because improving our schools will involve more than just money. It will require a change in mindset, a belief that every child counts.
Yeah, rave on. I flash, you better feel.
Flash, you're ready.
You think of these dirty old men wearing their big long raincoats, you know, flashing. It's like, God, give me a break. I'm going to play that one again. Listen to the forwards.
Especially because improving our schools will involve more than just money. It will require a change in mindset, a belief that every child counts.
I flash, you better feel.
Flash, you're ready, feel.
You know, the Bible has a line I like to quote. I don't quote it publicly, but I quote it in my books occasionally, that every secret hidden in the hearts of man will be shouted from the rooftops. It's one of the prophecies of the last days, and that's what's happening. You're seeing every secret hidden shouted from the rooftop. And this is the secrets of Obama and what he is hiding inside of himself.
We're to the point now, after being abused with the Biden crime syndicate family for so long, and Obama's obvious duplicitous lifestyle, his choice, but the lies about it, that I don't think there's much out there that the public would ever rise up and reject. I think they just look the other way or let it go by and, oh, well, that's just what they do. There's a resignation out there now that I'm not comfortable with, but I'm seeing it and hearing it. People just, they've given up, a lot of them. They don't want to fight anymore. They're beaten down. They're tired. It's a tough times, and they're going to get worse.
Indeed.
What was that last reversal again? We're just about out of time.
I flash, you better feel. I'll play it again.
I flash, you better feel.
What he's saying, I think, is it's not physically feel, but react to it. I flash, and you better react. This is a big deal, so to speak.
I think it could actually be physically feel too, quite frankly.
Well, it could be. It could be both. I don't know. That whole lifestyle is,
Look, I'm not making these up. I'm just finding them. I don't know what else to say. Oh, dear. Yes, well, do we have time for more before the break?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, here we go.
Continue to push Congress to get this done.
I'm so faggot.
I'm so faggot.
what can I say? Clear as day. I mean, just the sheer number of these, just overwhelming.
Well, it sounds. I guess the word obsessive is correct. It's more than just a passive lifestyle. This is a driving force, it would seem.
Yeah. All right.
Hold on, and we'll come right back in a few minutes with David and more reversals to come. Stay right there. We're going to get into Reverend Jeremiah Wright as well. That's the pastor, or whatever his title is, of Obama's one-time church in Chicago. Next.